Mr. Blake.
Oh my goodness.
How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you? More than a year ago. Almost a year ago.
Almost a year ago. Good, good. So I need to know too, when do you start the clock? Because I don't wanna get the
It started. This is the clock. The clock is on. I don't wanna get caught out. You got caught out. The clock's running.
I didn't want to get caught unawares that it's 9 p.m. here in the States, and we had some wine with our delightful Chicago deep dish pizza. So I don't want to go when the clock strikes 10.
Look, I think it's fair. I think it's absolutely fair for you to just go completely ham after deep dish pizza. I've never had the real thing. It's just more pizza, right? It's just like more topping than one could possibly imbibe. Is that the general gist, John, for those internationally?
It's more and it's inside out. The sauce is on top. It's a meal. I mean, when we get the place where we get from, I cut it right in half and freeze one half for left. It's too easy for.
How the hell are you?
Thank you.
It's nice to see your face.
It's nice to see you, and thank you for, it was nice to be asked to be on instead of me asking to be on like we did.
Well, one heat minute, let's go behind the curtain. I had really struggled to think of a way to end the show if Michael Mann wasn't going to do it. And there was definitely a moment in time that he may not have.
I remember you were having trouble connecting for sure.
And, you know, he was super busy and prepping things. And now what we probably understand is like the Tokyo Vice show, which is currently on hiatus because of the COVID-19 crisis. And so there was so many times where we'd attempted to hook up and then couldn't, and then attempted to hook up and then couldn't, and attempted to hook up. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to end the show. And at the time, John was like, hey man, you know, huge fan, if you ever were going to do it. And you actually asking that was like, that's what I should do. I should try and make it as much about the people who were crazy enough to follow from the very beginning as the fairy tale ending, if that's possible. And I got to have my cake and eat it too. So
exactly.
That's why
I was happy to be an opening act for Mr. Mann anytime.
Yeah, it was a hell of an opening act. It was really good. It was really good. But yeah, this is Contingent. It's had a couple of days break. I needed to unplug. I tried to drastically lower my screen time because it's been fucking out of control. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to turn my phone off for a couple of days. I'm going to stop recording podcasts. I'm just going to cut existing podcasts and get things ready to go. And I'm not going to record anything new. But how the hell are you? How's Chicago?
I'm good. Chicago as well. We had one really nice day last week that made an amazing amount of difference in the pandemic. I have a little boy about the age of your older girl. My little gal turned 4 in June, so he's been home with us for the last month. We're dealing, and we're learning that any chance to get outside and stay outside in the backyard, in our modest little backyard, is great. But otherwise, I think I'm just backing up a second. Like I've become as big a fan of Contingent as I was. as I told you, I had really, I was a podcast junkie, but so many of the podcasts I listened to were like political or current events. And it was like, after a while, it was like, why bother getting the blow by blow if it's just all bad news, you know?
Yes.
So I ended up just kind of cutting out podcasts altogether, being as busy as we were, but I was glad you, had kind of reminded me the Contingent was out there, and it's a great, it's such a great dose of, I've become as much of a rabid fanboy of Contingent as OHM, and I've gotten some legit, I'm here to vouch for like some legit recommendations I got. And I apologize, I forget which guests recommended it, but I blazed through. In fact, I did the final two out of the three, A Very English Scandal, between 2:30 and 4:30 this morning, thanks to insomnia. Thanks for recommending that. And then I had never heard of Bluey, the Australian cartoon Bluey.
Oh, my friend.
But I heard it mentioned on your show. And we just watched our first episode before our little guy's bedtime tonight. And I was like, this is fantastic. Like, it's great. Like, it just nails the fun family vibe. So I look forward to getting catch up on that, caught up on that as well.
Bluey is a lifeline. Australian parents like me, it's our kids' ritual bedtime. Like, my daughter always wants to play towards the end of the day, and she's like, let's play this and let's play that. And the last sort of 15 to 20 minutes before bedtime, I just map it out in Bluey episodes. I'm like, all right, sweetie, nut, we're going to watch three more episodes of Bluey because they're only 7 minutes a pop. Yeah. Like, three more episodes of Bluey and then it's bedtime. And my son very much likes it too. I don't think I'm wrong in saying it's literally the best thing on Australian TV, and that is not like a slight. It's just profoundly better than most shows. And yeah, it's a lifesaver during this time, let me tell you.
Yeah. Our usual bedtime wind down is Leo, the inquisitive truck. I don't know if you're familiar.
My son is such a boy, like cars, trucks, things like that. He's all over it. So Leo, the inquisitive truck, I'm looking that up.
Yeah. It is very soothing. I will say there are shorter episodes, very, you know, probably more geared at your guy's age than mine. Mine's a little old for it, but it is sort of calming. He rolls around and kind of builds things out of, you know, parts that they're found around and the luggage. So.
Chicago, how is Chicago on lockdown? Like, and this is something that I don't know, like how are you? Are you still able to work? Like, are you working from home? Is your wife working from home? Like, how's things for you guys as a family?
Yes to all the above. We are, and this is another thing I really appreciate. I told you about the podcast, was hearing other people say the same thing I would say, which I'll answer to you right now, which is that, like, we're doing pretty good considering. Like, we are very lucky to be not only working, but, you know, in jobs that we're able to do from home. Most of my division is in DC, so they start an hour earlier than Chicago, so I'm online pretty early. Most of the group my wife works with is out on the West Coast of San Francisco. So generally she's more flexible in the mornings. I take over the afternoons. You know, we have our little guy at home and we're able to really juggle it with, you know, just keeping him busy. And I think we've done a, judging by his naps, like, I think we wear at least as well as daycare, in the morning. So that's good to hear. And it's good to hear that other people are in that same boat where they're like, you know, I'm doing fine, but I know people who are, you know, really struggling for sure, which I do. I have a lot of, you know, friends in the performance world and improv comedy and that, whose, you know, gigs just dried up, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. And, I know it's a slog. So yeah, like I said, just, not far from ideal, but we're doing well considering.
Yeah, I was talking to someone I work with in my day job about survivor's guilt, like that concept that we have brought up a couple of times, so to speak, like on this show. And he's a bit of a consumer, so he's like, well, the best thing we can do is spend money. It's like the money that we're earning, the money that we're earning that other people aren't, like, do you know a restaurant? Do you know, does that person have an online store? Do they have a Patreon? Yeah. Do they have anything that you can keep them going with? Because if you can just give anything that you can, do it. And so it's just one of those things where, like, yeah, like that's the only way you can approach it is like, you're being fortunate right now, spend a bit of cash, throw it around. If there's a local community, buy something, like, you know, every cafe in around my area now suddenly is selling eggs and milk and toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Like, you know, go get your coffee. Yeah. It used to be a bagel or like a croissant, and it's now TP. And like, I'll take it. Like, I'll take a roll of toilet paper with my flat white. Thank you very much, sir. You know, so I think that's literally, you know, I think that's one of the only things that you can do while you guys are doing okay. Like, do all the smart things and do that sort of stuff. But, you know, while you're getting some cash in your hand, for those people who are doing it tough and they've got their spruik in their wares, just try and put some money in their pocket.
Yeah, I've tried to, as you've described it, I've, you know, treat any reason to go out as like a real, you know, it's like you're going out into the zombie apocalypse and you just mask up and glove up and assume everybody you encounter has it and wants to give it to you, you know? So I've been a big, I've been Instacart's best new customer. I don't know if you have Instacart in Australia, but you know, basically Uber groceries. And I've tried to be, like you said, like, very generous with tips, because I do appreciate that, you know, that people are still, you know, getting out there and getting it done and helping, you know, helping other folks kind of stay home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.